You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of course, we've been following developments out of Texas quite closely, and at least 82 confirmed dead expected to rise. At least two dozen kids from that camp killed in these floods, and it's just a horrible story. And the one advantage from a news organization we have working in for Odyssey is our national network of stations. And so now we want to cross it out to Chris Fox, who I believe is in Kerrville, Texas. He works for KRLD in Dallas. He's been super busy giving reports all across the country. Chris, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. The sun is just coming up here in Kerrville. It is overcast, and we are expected to get rain. Rain is in the forecast, at least this morning. But the one bright spot is it's not enough to have triggered any more flash flood warnings or watches. The most recent flash flood warning was expired at 10 o'clock last night. Today will be all about recovery. And yesterday it started at 6 a.m. with about 400 members from 20 different agencies, state, local, and federal, basically just scouring through what is now debris fields the size of small stadiums. It's just amazing to see. I arrived in Kerrville shortly after the rains had started again, and last night the first responders were asked to find higher ground, so they had stopped for the evening. And people of Kerrville just kind of stood on the bridges and in the bluff area in kind of a moment of prayer, just soaking it all up. And one of the things I can say that really doesn't come across from seeing it on television is the power of the water rushing. It's just unbelievable. And you look and you see these just magnificent cypress trees, and you look down and bark is chewed off because of the water. And at the base, there are RVs and cars wrapped around them. And first responders going through the cars trying to find if there's any bodies. It's just such a surreal moment from an area that was just one of the most beautiful places in Texas Hill Country. And it's a huge draw for 4th of July because of that. It's horrible.
Chris, I'm curious, talking with Chris Fox from KRLD, who's in Kerrville, Texas. You know, in Connecticut, we feel like our size, we'd be like one county in Texas. I mean, the scope of the state is so much bigger, you know, than where we are. Can you give us a little geography lesson on where Kerrville is and where this river runs?
It's right in the middle, smack dab in the middle. If you may have heard of it recently, a couple of years ago, it was the center of the universe for eclipse watching. And it is directly in Hill Country of Texas, and it's just you come through wineries to get here, and it's absolutely stunningly beautiful. And now it is right smack dab in the middle of the state of Texas, central Texas. So it's about 120 miles from Austin, 120 miles west from Austin. It's amazing. You drive in, and every moniker on every hotel and motel and store says Kerrville Strong, and talking to the people, they're saying they never thought they would live in a place that would have a term Kerrville Strong or have to.
Yeah.
And yet this is how this place is going to be known going forward.
You know, I've covered some tornadoes, and the after effects, they look like movie sets, right? It doesn't look real. And I understand, like, a lot of what you describe, you know, in terms of, you know, what happened, is there a sense that just Mother Nature in certain contexts can't be stopped, or is there anything man-made that can in the future make something like this
avoided? Yeah, that's the question. It's recovery and blame. That's trying to figure out who to blame for why we didn't know. This area is referred to as Flash Flood Alley. So when you talk to people about how quickly this happened, they always say it happens very quickly, but they didn't expect it to this degree. And that was basically what the county judge said, that they, when asked why they didn't evacuate the day before, when there were reports that a watch for flash flood watch, he said they didn't expect this. They expected maybe 5 to 6 inches. They didn't expect 12 to 15. And so that'll be the question going forward also. Yeah. Should we have known this? Is this, you know, I've heard some say that this is a 100-year thing. Should there be a flood warning system here? And that was actually in the state legislature that wrapped up in June, and it was rejected because it was going to be costly. And politicians and lawmakers are now kind of changing their tune on whether it would have been too costly or not, because now we're looking at 82 dead.
Yeah, and I wonder if the conversations about dismantling FEMA will change too. I don't know. Listen, Chris, we appreciate the time. We know there's going to be plenty of demands on your time today, so we'll let you go, but we really appreciate the time. Okay, Chris Fox from KRLD in Dallas, reporting for us live in Kerrville, Texas. And yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, if you were caught in that, there's nothing you could do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.